Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the Louisiana-born French-speaking jazz trombonist and bandleader Edward Kid Ory with the song Mahogany Hall Stomp, we begin a newly themed hour of Neon Jazz, profiling the jazz trombone and all the players that dug it the most. So this large and unique brass instrument first appeared in Dixieland jazz acts and would get more exposure with cats like J.J. Johnson and Jack Teagarden experimenting and finding roles with the saxophone and trumpet and bebop, and together it was a great sound. For decades, it's been a mainstay in bands and has become a unique entity all of its own. And today, the trombone always growing in popularity. And today, that trombone is always growing in popularity with cats like Reggie Watkins, Nick Finzer, and the great Michael Deese making it a mainstay on the modern jazz scene. And we will glide over the history of players that have made the trombone such a cool jazz movement, so get ready for a big, big sound. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town boasting our own stellar trombone cat and Ryan Heinlein, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, going into our bag of trombone magic for one full hour. Our next cat in the lineup comes from Tennessee and left us some tasty jazz tracks in his wake. This is Jimmy Cleveland with the tune, I Hadn't Anyone Till You.
Ha 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 ha. Thank you.
That was Indianapolis native composer and trombonist the great Slide Hampton with the 1952 tune, The Jazz Twist. So his composing and arranging prowess was always sought by ensembles, small groups, orchestras, student ensembles, and professional bands. In fact, the father of the modern jazz trombone and Hampton mentor, J.J. Johnson, loved his playing style. In the very beginning, he was put into his father's band to fill a vacant trombone chair. And by the age of 20, he would go on to have affiliations with bands like Dizzy Gillespie, Art Blakey, Barry Harris, and Max Roach. Things would only get sweeter over time. From a trombonist's trombonist, this is Herbie Green playing from that jazz throne of his. This is the song Mutation off the 1955 LP East Coast Jazz Series 6 on this brass intense hour of jazz, kids.
Mike Dees, jazz trombonist, and I'm coming at you from East Lansing, Michigan, and welcoming you to Joe Domino's Kansas City Neon Jazz Show. Keep tuning in and listening, and thank you for supporting live music.
Thank you.
That was swing-era trombone cat James Trummy Young with the tune Four or Five Times, and many more times than that for this cat, who grew up in both Savannah, Georgia and Richmond, Virginia. His original instrument was the trumpet, but he would soon go into the trombone arts and never look back. From 1933 to 37, he was a member of Earl Hines' orchestra. Then he joined Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra, in which he played from 37 to 43. Then he joined Benny Goodman in 45 and soloed on several hit records. From yet another master on the trombone, this is Jimmy Nepper with his tune Cunning Bird, as we keep the jazz wings flapping around here. ¶¶
Thank you. This is New York City jazz trombonist Nick Finzer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Mm-hmm.
That was a stronghold in Art Blakey's outfit on the trombone, Mr. Curtis Fuller, with the song Alicia off the 1961 LP Blue Lawson. So his story is quite unique from the get-go. His Jamaican-born parents died when he was young, and he was raised in an orphanage. While in Detroit, Michigan, he was a school friend of Paul Chambers and Donald Byrd. And after an army stint, he joined the quintet of Detroit strong Yusef Lateef and would quickly move on to New York to record his first sessions as a leader for Prestige Records. He would go on to become the first trombonist to be a member of the Art Farmer Benny Golson Jazz Ted. From the mind and manner of a great trombone cat, Dickie Wells, here's the tune Hello Smack off the 2010 CD Bones for the King, next on this Hour of Jazz with the Trombone Playing King. Thank you.
Delphi Marcellus, and you're swinging with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was New Orleans-born trombone player Lucien Barbarian with the tune Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives Me off the 2014 CD Jazz at the Palm Court Volume 3. This cat is always at it. He tours internationally with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and with Harry Connick Jr. But before all of this, he started out playing at the age of 6 in his great uncle Paul's band Onward Brass Band. He's still in New Orleans and performing locally, and he also helps raise 5 children. From the old school cool trombone cat Carl Fontana, this is the tune Shoutin' on a Riff off the 2008 CD The Great Fontana on This Hour of Trombone Neon.
This is Laura Ainsworth, taking the last train to Mercerville on Neon Jazz.
That was the powerful trombone duo of J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding with the live cut Lullaby of Birdland in 1954 at an afternoon in Birdland. Before we go into our final tune from a master on the trombone, Melba Liston with her self-taught prowess on the trombone with the tune What's My Line Theme. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions and the trombone, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with the trombone hiding behind his pack, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey on the radio.
Reach out to us, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.